Well, to the UK now, and Andy Burnham, the Manchester MP, nicknamed the King of the North, is this morning a step closer to becoming the next British Prime Minister. He's officially nominated for Labour leader, winning the backing of 322 of a possible 403 Labour MPs. Meanwhile, another political challenge is unfolding this week, a fight between a far-right leader and a man dressed as a rubbish bin. To understand the week in British politics, I'm joined now by Krishnan Gurumurthy, a long-time journalist and anchor for Channel 4 News. So, Krishnan, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
What's the process of the numbers here? Is there any doubt that Andy Burnham will become the next Prime Minister?
Absolutely not. He just needs one more MP to nominate him, and there'll be no shortage. They're probably just holding it back so that it doesn't look like it's all over before it's started. And if he gets one more MP to nominate him, then it becomes mathematically impossible for anyone else to get the 81 nominations that you need to stand and for there to be a contest. It's almost over at that stage. There's a couple of other formalities. He needs to get the nominations of trade unions and other organisations, which will happen next week. But the way things are looking, this will all be over in a week. The nominations window closes a week today. Andy Burnham will become leader of the Labour Party on Friday next week. And then the following Monday, the 20th, Keir Starmer will go to the palace and step down as Prime Minister. And Andy Burnham will go to meet the King and begin his new government. He will be the seventh Prime Minister we've had here in 10 years.
How fast has the rise been of Andy Burnham as the former Mayor of Manchester?
In truth, not very fast at all. Andy Burnham has been around a long, long time. He entered Parliament under Tony Blair's leadership. He became a very young cabinet minister. He also served under Gordon Brown. He contested the Labour leadership in 2010 and lost to Ed Miliband. He tried again and lost to Jeremy Corbyn in 2015. And a couple of years later, after serving in the front bench, he quit Westminster and went to stand as the mayor of Greater Manchester, which was a new role that has been created. He's been very successful there. He's been re-elected a couple of times. And he's had his eye on this prize ever since Keir Starmer was elected in 2024, because, as you know, almost as soon as Keir Starmer became Prime Minister, the whispering began about whether he would last to the next election. So, in terms of how this has happened and how this man who wasn't even in Parliament, was only brought back into Parliament a few days ago, is suddenly going to become Prime Minister on the 20th. Yeah, it sounds dramatic, but it's been a long road.
Krishnan, is Andy Burnham articulating at this stage the kind of government and the kind of Britain that he wants to lead?
It's very big picture at the moment. And he's also said that he will stick to the Labour manifesto on which people voted in 2024. So that rules out some big things like rises in income tax, VAT and national insurance, which is really just another form of income tax here. So he's not got a huge amount of wriggle room, but there are certain things that Andy Burnham stands for that are quite different. He is a huge advocate of devolving power away from Westminster into the regions, the cities and the towns, and he has a sort of an evangelical belief that that will make the delivery of services better. I mean, it's not automatically the case that that will be true, but he believes that the example of Greater Manchester can be replicated all around the country. Greater Manchester growth is really good. It's around 3%, better than most other places in the country. And he thinks that by reorganising government, you can do a lot. He also is issuing some big signals about the kind of direction that he's going to take the country in, which will be different. You know, he does believe that we are charging people too much tax on their earnings, and he says that we're charging too little on wealth. So there could be changes to property tax and tax on shares and things like that. He's also, interestingly, today, you know, been signalling things like he believes that Labour got it wrong in the early days of Israel's military action in Gaza. That was a period in which the left of the Labour Party and a lot of mainstream supporters as well felt Keir Starmer had slightly got the tone wrong in giving his full backing to Israel in what he called self-defense at that stage. And it caused a lot of fracturing. It caused some seats to be lost to independents and other parties. The Green Party has risen in Britain over the last couple of years, partly because of that. So he's trying to pull those people back into the Labour Party and create a much bigger tent in which he tries to unite the left and the right and all the factions in between.
Krishnan, the other dominating story at the moment in British politics is Nigel Farage has quit Parliament this week after scrutiny over financial support that he's received. He'll now run again in a by-election. The other major parties have said they won't run. But so far, his main opponent is expected to be a man dressed as a rubbish bin who identifies
Binface.
As Count Binface. Let's have a quick listen.
And then, of course, I will tailor my manifesto to the local area, as always. But most of my national policies will remain. Building at least one affordable house, nationalising Adele, bring back CFAX, and, of course, moving the hand dryer in the gents' toilet in the Crown and Treaty Pub, Uxbridge, to a more sensible position. Because, as you know, it's a national issue.
Count Binface there, not Nigel Farage. How is this whole exercise turning out? It seems like it's kind of backfired on Nigel Farage, his decision to step down and stand again.
Well, Nigel Farage was trying to take back control of a situation he had lost control of. He's facing this investigation by the Parliamentary Standards Commissioner into the fact that he was given £5 million just before he decided to stand as an MP in the 2024 election. And, you know, many people say that that money should have been declared because MPs are supposed to declare all donations in the 12 months before they become MPs. It was going to run and run. It's been dominating the media. And so Nigel Farage thought, I'll short-circuit that. I will resign and call a by-election because there's a possibility in these investigations that you are effectively recalled and a by-election is called anyway. So he thought he'll short-circuit all of that. The trouble was none of the other parties have played along. They've all said it's a stunt and they're not going to take part in it because they know that when he is re-elected, and he's very popular in Clacton, there's no doubt that he will be re-elected, really. The investigation just restarts. The parliamentary commissioner then goes back to where he was a few days ago, and there could be yet another by-election at which the main parties will then join in. So in some way, you know, a lot of people think it has backfired in that it is not quite the taking back of control that Nigel Farage thought it was going to be. And the only serious candidate is this now well-known comedy candidate, Count Binface. And, you know, he normally gets dozens or, if he's very lucky, hundreds of votes when he stands in elections. He's a regular on the election scene. He might do rather better this time because people who are Labour, Green, Liberal Democrat supporting or other parties might just decide to come out and try and give Binface their support in an attempt to make Nigel Farage look silly.
Krishnan, it is quite a time in British politics. Count Binface, it's kind of a mixture between Ned Kelly and Doctor Who is the way I would describe the look for Count Binface. Great to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.